Well, good morning.
早上好。
It's a pleasure for me to get to be on the opposite side of the courtyard and worship with you all this morning.
很高兴，我很荣幸今天来到我们的今天的这大我们教会的另外一边，宣教。
Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm chapter 16.
今天我们要读的经文是诗篇第十六篇，由我来读。这是今天上帝对我们的话语。诗篇十六篇，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，我曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣名，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。我的心肠在夜间也警示我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不动摇。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。这是今天上帝给我们的话。
The final words our Savior spoke before ascending up into heaven are recorded for us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
耶稣在升天前最后说的话语呢，是记载在《使徒行传》第一章第八节中。
He says, You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
耶稣说，你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
The statement that Jesus makes, recorded in Acts by the author, there is Luke, it serves as something like a table of contents for the whole book of Acts.
使徒行传的作者路加把基督的这句话当成了整本书的目录。
So the first half of the book of Acts, chapters 2 to 12, cover the story of the spread of the gospel in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.
使徒行传在它的第一部分，就是第二章到第十二章，涵盖了福音在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚传开的历史。
Then the second half of the book of Acts, chapters 13 to 28, covers the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth.
那么这本书的第二部分就是十二章到十三章到二十八章的内容呢，它讲述的是福音传遍地极。
So that first half covers the apostolic ministry of Peter.
在书的前半部分呢，它是紧密的跟踪使徒彼得他的事工。
And the second half deals more closely with the apostolic ministry of Paul, beginning in chapter 13.
第二部分呢，第二部分的，也就是从第十三章开始，他转而记录使徒保罗的福音事工。
So we have these two halves. The first half is Peter, and the second half follows Paul.
所以呢，我们有两个部分，第一部分呢是使徒彼得，第二部分是使徒保罗。
And Luke, the author of Acts, begins each of these halves by recording a sermon by one of these two apostles.
那么路加呢，就是啊，《使徒行传》的作者，在每一个部分开头呢，都记录了两位使徒他们各自的第一篇讲道的内容。
So in Acts chapter 2, we have a sermon by Peter, Peter's first sermon.
那么在第二章，《使徒行传》第二章里面是记录的啊，是使徒保罗的第一篇讲道。
And then in Acts chapter 13, Paul's first sermon.
那么在第十三章中呢，是使徒保罗的第一篇讲道。
So we have these two apostles who are the chief fulfillment of Christ's words in Acts 1:8, who take the gospel out to the ends of the earth.
这两位使徒呢，他们是耶稣基督最后话语的应验者，主要体验就是福音传遍全地。
So as they start their ministries, where in Scripture do they turn to preach their first sermon?
在他们各自开始他们的福音事工的时候呢，他们在他们的第一篇讲章里面都提到了什么呢？
Where would they go in the Old Testament to explain who is Jesus Christ and what has he accomplished?
在旧约的经文中，他们引用了哪些经文来展示耶稣基督的福音呢？
Well, both Paul and Peter, they cite from various texts, but one of the texts they both have in common is the text we're looking at today, Psalm 16.
保罗和彼得呢，他们用了各种各样的经文，但是有一段旧约的经文呢，他们两个人同时都引用了，这就是我们今天早上读的经文，诗篇第十六篇。
So in a sense, my task this morning is pretty easy.
所以呢，从这个意义上讲呢，我们今天的任务比较简单。
In Scripture, we have not just one, but two divinely inspired sermons recorded for us.
那么在圣经呢，也就是圣经里面呢，不单单是有一篇讲章，而且是有关于这个诗篇有两个讲章。
And they're both based on our text this morning, Psalm 16.
那么这两个讲章都是基于我们今天的诗篇第十六章。
And so these sermons teach us how Christ is the fulfillment of this psalm.
那么这个今天的经文呢，告诉我们耶稣基督如何的应验了这个诗篇。
They prove that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
他们证明了呢，耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
And they show how he has accomplished eternal blessedness for all his saints by conquering the grave.
那么他们展示了耶稣基督如何通过他的死亡成就了他对他圣徒的永恒的祝福。
So this morning we want to see how this psalm revealed the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上我们要一起来看这首诗篇如何揭开了耶稣基督福音的真理。
So we'll look at what the psalm itself says, as well as the apostolic interpretation of this psalm.
所以我们要先看经文的本身，然后我们再来看到使徒们对这篇诗篇的解读。
Then we'll finish by considering what are the implications of this messianic psalm for its hearers, us here gathered today.
最后呢，我们要一起来思考呢，这篇弥赛亚的诗篇是如何的对我们今天聚集在一起的人说话的。
So the Psalter, the book of the Psalms, is divided into five books. And the first book is Psalms 1 to 41.
整个诗篇呢，我们把它分成五个部分，也就是说五本书。那第一本书呢，是从第一首诗篇到第41首诗篇。
One of the retired professors where John and I both study at Westminster, Dr. Godfrey, he has a book on the Psalms where he says that the main theme of book one in the Psalter is the king's confidence in God's care.
我们学校就是我们两个共同学习的学校，有一位退休的教授叫罗伯特·高弗瑞，他呢有一本专著是说诗篇的，他在这个他的这本书里面，他说呢，诗篇的第一本书的大主题是君王对上帝护理的信心。
And that theme of book one matches Psalm 16 perfectly.
那么今天的经文，诗篇十六篇呢，完美的契合了他的这句话。
This psalm begins with a declaration of King David's confidence in God's care.
这首诗篇呢，他宣告了大卫王对上帝关爱和护理的信心。
Look with me at the first two verses. He says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you."
所以我们一起来看第一节、第二节。大卫说，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你，我的心哪、啊。你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
David's petition here is a simple one. He's saying, "Preserve me, guard me, keep me."
大卫的祈求和祷告呢，非常简单。他说，主啊，求你保守我，保护我，扶持我。
Throughout David's life, there were many threats that he faced.
大卫的一生当中呢，他面临过很多的危险。
There were foreign enemies.
有外部的敌人。
Saul's desire to kill him out of jealousy.
那么扫罗呢，因为嫉妒要杀他。
His son Absalom's rebellion.
他的儿子亚甲荣要背叛。
Severe sickness and many other things.
严重的疾病还有其他的一些危险。
So there's no shortage of possibilities for why King David may have penned this psalm.
那么大卫呢，在写这首诗篇的时候呢，他有太多的理由让他来寻求神的帮助。
But David knows where to turn for the help that he needs.
大卫知道去哪里寻求帮助。
He needs God's help.
他需要上帝的帮助。
And he knows that he can go to God in prayer.
他知道他可以透过祷告来到上帝的面前。
He says that he has no good apart from God.
他说呢，在神以外，他没有片刻的喜乐。
And this means, as James 1:17 says, that every good gift and every perfect gift that David has is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
这个呢，这句话呢，就像啊，雅各书一章十七节里说的，大卫所拥有的一切的恩赐和礼物都来自上面，都来自光明之父，在他只有永恒，毫无改变的阴影。
Sorry, John.
It's gone.
This is a good reminder for us. Where do we turn in times of need?
这对我们来说是一个提醒，让我们知道在我们有需要、需要帮助的时候，我们向谁寻求帮助。
Do you seek out your parents?
你找你的父母。
Your spouse?
你可以找你的配偶。
Your friends?
你的朋友。
Pastor Wong?
和王牧师。
It's certainly a blessing that we have friends and family, and especially a church family to help us in times of need.
当然了，有朋友、有家庭、有牧师，特别是有教会这个大家庭，对我们来说是一个祝福。
But we should also go to God in prayer when we are feeling overwhelmed.
但是呢，我们还是要啊来到上帝的面前，当我们不知所措的时候。
As well as when we're troubled and when we're afraid.
当我们身处困境和身处恐惧中的时候。
We have no good apart from God.
我们谈不上任何福分，如果我们离开了神。
He is the source of all good, and He delights to hear our prayers.
神是一切美善的源头，他愿意听我们的祷告。
And so it's a privilege for us that God listens to our prayers.
这是我们的特权，因为上帝听我们的祷告。
So remember to turn to God in prayer for the help that you need in this life and in the one to come.
所以我们要记得。无论是今生的事情还是来生的事情，我们都要寻求神的帮助。
The final question and answer of the Heidelberg Catechism says this: What does this little word "Amen" express? "Amen" means "This shall truly and surely be." For it is much more certain that God has heard my prayer than I feel in my heart that I desire such things from Him.
海德堡要理问答在结束语里这样说：“阿门是什么意思？”回答。阿们的意思是，这确定，这确实必要成就，因为上帝听了我的祷告，要比我内心感觉和我渴望得到的东西更确定。
So remember these two truths: God is good, and God hears our prayers.
所以呢，我们要记住两个真理：一是神是美善的，二是神听我们的祷告。
So what more motivation could we need to remember to go to God continually with prayer?
还有什么比这一点更加鼓励我们、激励我们在持续的祷告中来到神的面前呢？
So you see in the first two verses, David's confidence in God's care.
所以在头两节里，我们看到大卫对上帝护理关爱的信任。
Then in verses 3 and 4, he compares two kinds of people.
那么在第三节和第四节里面，他比较了两类人。
There are the saints in the land.
这是世上的圣灵
and those who run after another God in verse 4.
和那些以别神代替耶和华的人，这是第四节。
And the identities of these two kinds of people are made clear for us in the opening statement in the first two verses.
所以在这两章，在这两节中充分体现出来这两种人的身份。
So who are the saints?
谁是神的圣民？
The saints are the ones who join with David in confessing confidence in God's care.
神的圣名是那些和大卫一起承认和对上帝的信任的人。
And David delights to join with those people in the worship of the one true God.
大卫非常高兴地加入和他们一起敬拜真神。
But in contrast, David will not take upon his lips the names of those who run after other gods.
然而相反，大卫的嘴里没有提到那些以别神代替耶和华的人的名字。
So we have those who place their faith in God, trusting Him for protection.
所以呢，我们看到一部分人呢，他们有信心，把信心放在神的身上，求神依赖神保护他们。
And we have those who place their faith in false gods.
那么还有一些人呢，他们把他们的信任呢放在假神身上。
These are the saints on the one hand and the idolaters on the other.
这就是世上的圣徒和拜偶像的人，两类人。
And so these are the two kinds of people there are in this world.
这是这世界上的两类人。
Those who trust in created things.
那么有一部分人呢，他们邪恶的拜偶像者。
And the righteous saints who take refuge in the Lord.
那么也有世上的圣徒，他们是公义的，投靠神。
So which of these two kinds of people are you here today?
那么今天呢，在这两类人当中，我们自己是哪一类呢？
Have you trusted in the Lord?
你相信依靠神吗？
Have you placed your faith in Him to preserve you and to guard you from condemnation?
你们把自己的信心放在神的身上，靠着神的保护和护理，不会因着你的罪而谴责你吗？
If you haven't yet trusted in God to save you from your sins through His Son Jesus Christ, then I plead with you today to put your faith in Him.
如果你还没有把你相信把你的信任放在神身上，相信他借着他的儿子耶稣基督从罪中拯救你，那么我恳请你把信心放在耶稣基督身上。
Acts 4:12 says that there is salvation in no one else.
使徒行传 4:12说，天下没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
因为除了他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名。
But for those of you who have already believed in Jesus,
对于那些已经相信耶稣的人，
those of you who have sought the forgiveness of your sins in Him,
那些寻求他宽恕你罪孽的人，
then know that you were already counted as the righteous saints of verse 3.
我们要知道你已经是公义圣徒中的一员了。
And as Romans 8:39 says, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God.
就像罗马书39章说的那样，没有什么能让我们和神的爱相隔绝。
The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他的爱是在耶稣基督里的，我们的主耶稣基督里的。
So in the rest of this psalm, we'll now go on to tell about the benefits that belong to the holy ones in the land.
诗篇余下的部分告诉我们呢，作为世上渔民所拥有的益处。
So let's look together at verses 5 and 6.
那么所以我们再来看一下第五节和第六节。
David says, The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places indeed. I have a beautiful inheritance.
大卫说，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
What David has inherited is the Lord himself.
大卫所继承的是神本身。
The Lord is David's chosen portion and his cup.
耶和华是大卫的产业和他杯中的份。
David has his refuge in God, so come what may in this life,He finds his delight in the Lord.
大卫在神那里找到了避难所，无论此生发生任何事，大卫都以神为乐。
Surely there were times in David's life where he felt alone.
大卫的一生中有很多的时间他感到孤独。
Just as one example, when his own son was coming for his life, surely he felt alone in those times.
比如说他自己的儿子要杀他的时候，在这个时候他肯定觉得自己好像变得一无所有，一片空白。
But he still had God at his right hand, and that gave him confidence.
但是呢，他还是有神在他的右边，这给了他信心。
Yes, he has no good apart from God, but God is all that he needed.
那么呢，当然了，他除了神以外，他没有任何，他一无所有，所以呢，他呢是拥有，有神在他的边上，他是拥有了一切。
Paul makes a similar confession of confidence in God in Philippians chapter 4.
保罗在腓立比书第四章也转达了类似的意思。
Beginning in verse 11, he says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
那么从第十一节他开始，他说，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So David's response is to God's continued protection is to praise God.
大卫对神持续的保护的回应是赞美神。
So in verse 7 he says, I bless the Lord.
所以第七节里他说，我赞美耶和华。
And this is the pattern of Christian prayer.
那么这个就是基督徒祷告的一个模式。
We call out to no other than the one true God who has revealed himself to us in his word, asking him for everything needed in body and soul as he has commanded us to ask of him.
我们向圣经中启示自己的独一真神祈求，为了他吩咐我们祈求的一切祷告。
Then when God answers our prayer, we praise him for his goodness to us.
接着我们会听到上帝回应我们的祷告，然后我们就赞美神对我们一切的美意。
So this pattern is how we grow in our confidence in God.
那么用这种方式祷告呢，它可以增强我们对上帝的信赖。
This is how David's confidence in God was strengthened.
这也是大卫对神的信心不断增加的原因。
So listen to his climactic declaration of confidence in God in the final four verses of Psalm 16.
所以呢，我们来听一下最后四节，大卫他宣告他对上帝的信赖达到了巅峰。
We'll start by looking at verse 8, which says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken.
第八节他说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边。我便不致动摇。
David firmly believes what he says in verse 8, I will not be shaken.
这第八节里大卫说的话呢，他是坚定的相信，就是我便不致动摇。
He has seen that God has protected and blessed him with a rich inheritance, namely his own presence.
他看到了神的丰盛，也就是神的保守 和祝福，这就是神的同在。
And so as he reflects on God's goodness to him, he lets that then cause him to grow in confidence in who God is.
大卫要回应他对神对他的美意，他被推到了一个不吐不快的境地，他要赞美神。
And he trusts that God's care for his life will even extend beyond the grave.
大卫也坚信神的关爱要延展，甚至超越死亡。
The Lord has made known to him the path of life that is full of joy and pleasure.
耶和华让他明白，那充满喜悦快乐的生命，就是神永远的同在。
It's life in God's presence forevermore, that is eternal life.
这就是永恒的生命，就是神的同在。
So when David says that his flesh dwells secure, he's not under the illusion that he's never going to die.
当大卫说他的身体安然居住的时候，他没有处在幻觉中，他不会以为自己是永远不死。
But he's trusting that even through death, God is going to preserve his life.
但是相反呢，他相信神会保守他，甚至穿越死亡。
So he has learned to God, he has learned to trust in God even when his enemies surround him.
所以尽管仇敌环绕他的时候，大卫仍然学会了以神为乐。
So he then can trust in God when the greatest enemy confronts him, the enemy of death itself.
所以他才能相信神必然击败最大的仇敌，就是死亡的本身。
David was prophesying at a time when he couldn't have known how God was going to fulfill all these promises.
那么大卫做出这些预言的时候呢，连他自己也不知道 神会如何保守他穿过死亡。
He didn't know the exact plan of how God was going to preserve his life through death.
他不知道神会怎么样保守他越过死亡。
But for us, for those of us who live after Christ's first coming, we do get to know how David's prophecy is fulfilled.
然而我们这些活在耶稣基督第一次到来之后的人都知道大卫的预言是如何成就的。
This psalm is fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
这就是通过耶稣基督来应验。
And that's what Peter and Paul set out to prove in their first Christian sermons.
这也正是彼得和保罗在他们最早的基督教的讲道中所展示给我们的。
So as these apostles, Paul and Peter, looked at Psalm 16, they especially focused on verse 10.
所以当使徒们看到读到诗篇十六篇的时候，他们会非常注重第十节里面的应许。
Verse 10 promises that God will not let his Holy One see corruption.
第十节里上帝应许不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
And so they look at David and see his flesh did see corruption. And so David himself cannot be the final fulfillment of this psalm.
所以他们两个人都看到大卫呢，他的肉体呢会见到朽坏。
The real fulfillment must be Jesus Christ himself, the one who was raised from the dead before his body saw corruption.
所以呢，他们同时得出这样的结论，就是这个预言的它完美的应验呢，是应验在，不是应验在大卫身上，而是应验在耶稣基督的身上。
So let's look at Paul's sermon first to see how the apostles interpreted Psalm 16.
所以呢，我们先来看一下使徒保罗是怎么在使徒行传第十三章里面来解释这诗篇第十六篇里的第十节的。
So before starting the sermon, Paul quotes Acts 16:10.
那么他在开始他的
Psalm 16:10.
他在开始他的讲道之前呢，他在第三十六章开始呢，先是引用了诗篇第十六章十节的内容。
And I'll read what Paul says in Acts 13, beginning at verse 36. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up did not see corruption. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses.
保罗接着在《使徒行传》十三章三十六到三十九节中说，大卫在位的时候，遵行了神的旨意就睡了，归到他祖宗那里已见朽坏，唯独神所复活的，他并未见朽坏。所以弟兄们，你们当晓得，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。你们靠着摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Paul clearly states that Jesus has fulfilled David's psalm.
所以呢，保罗非常明确地得出了一个结论，就是耶稣就是成就了大卫的预言。
Jesus is the Holy One who will not see corruption.
耶稣才是那位未见朽坏的圣者。
And after being buried on Friday, he was raised from the dead on Easter Sunday.
在周五被埋葬后，神让他周日从死里复活。
And so even through the grave, Jesus was preserved from corruption.
那么神保守他经历死亡的坟墓，他未见朽坏。
Peter, the other apostle, then says something similar in his sermon in Acts chapter 2.
彼得就是另外一个使徒，在他的第一篇讲道里面也得出了类似的结论。
He also goes on to show how Jesus is the fulfillment of Psalm 16, verse 11. So we'll look at that as well.
他呢，同时呢，他也提到呢，诗篇第十六章第十一节也是应验在耶稣基督身上。
So Peter quotes the final three verses of Psalm 16, and then this is what he says.
彼得在宣告的内容呢，他是先引用了诗篇十六篇最后三节的经文，然后彼得说。
So Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 29. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption.
彼得在《使徒行传》第二章二十九节到三十一节里说，弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了，也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论耶稣基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
So Jesus again is the fulfillment of Psalm 16 verse 10 because he did not see corruption.
所以说耶稣应验了诗篇16章第十节的内容，因为他未见朽坏。
Then Peter keeps going, this Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, that you yourselves are seeing and hearing.
所以彼得接着说，就是第三十二节到三十三节，这耶稣他神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父神受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
So Psalm 16 verse 10 speaks of the Holy One experiencing eternal blessedness, and then in verse 11 it talks about at God's right hand.
所以呢，第诗篇十六啊十六篇里说到，那位圣者在神的右边，在神永恒的祝福里，这也是十一节里告诉我们的。
And then Peter points out that Jesus has been exalted to the right hand of God.
彼得确认耶稣呢已经升至高天，坐在神的右手边。
So once again, we see that David was not merely speaking about himself, but in a fuller sense, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Psalm 16.
所以呢，我们再一次看到大卫呢，他指的不仅仅是他自己，而是说呢，耶稣才是诗篇第十六篇圆满的主题。
The Heidelberg Catechism explains Christ's ascension to the right hand of the Father where he sits and rules and reigns in this way.
海德堡要理问答是这样解释基督在神父神右边这一段的。
Christ ascended into heaven there to show that he is the head of the church, the one through whom the Father governs all things.
因为基督升到天上，显明他是教会的头。
So Christ,
父借他统管万有。
So Christ is the head,
所以耶稣是头,
and we are the body,
我们是他的身体,
the church,
就是教会。
So if Christ is seated at God's right hand,
那么如果耶稣基督坐在父的右边,
then those who believe in him will also delight in God's presence forevermore.
那些信他的人也将永远因神的同在而喜乐。
And that's why David could have confidence even beyond the grave.
这就是为什么大卫他的盼望是超越了坟墓和死亡的。
David's own descendant conquered the grave and ascended into heaven, where he is a sure pledge to us that he will take David as well as all of us who have believed in him up to himself into the joy and glory of heaven.
大卫的后裔战胜了坟墓，战胜了死亡，又升入高天，在那里他坚定地替我们祈求，他将把大卫和他信他的所有的人带到他那里。
So the apostles have proven that this psalm is most fully about Jesus through his direct fulfillment of the final two verses.
所以两位使徒向我们充分的证明，透过耶稣基督在最后两节中呢，他就是直接的实现了这两节的应验。
So since we see that Christ is the fulfillment of Psalm 16, how do we understand the rest of this psalm?
那我们了解了，耶稣是第十六篇里面所指向的那位。我们怎么样去理解剩下的经文呢？
Well, we saw in the beginning that this psalm is a prayer in a time of need.
就像我们在开头看到的，这首诗篇呢，是一个在需求中的祷告。
So where do we see this in Jesus' life?
所以呢，我们在耶稣基督的在地上的人生里面，我们在什么时候看到这个瞬间呢？
When Jesus was arrested, he was found praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么这是他被捕以后，他在园中的祷告。
He prayed not as I will, but as you will.
他祷告说，不要按照我的意思，要按照你的意思。
So we see in this prayer that Jesus trusted that God's will for him is good.
所以在他的祷告中呢，我们看到呢，耶稣相信父神对他的意愿和安排是最好的。
And so just like David in Psalm 16, Jesus trusts in God's care.
就像诗篇十六篇中的大卫一样，耶稣信赖神的关爱。
And so he seeks nothing more than to do God's will, and he trusts that God's will is good.
对他来说呢，他除了神的意愿之外，他别无所求。
God the Father is Jesus' chosen portion and his cup.
父神是耶稣的产业，是他杯中的份。
Jesus needs nothing more.
除此之外，耶稣不需要什么。
And his trust is in God in the face of his crucifixion.
他对神的信心是完全的信赖，哪怕是他面对即将在十字架上的死亡。
One scholar says about verses 5 and 6, even in facing the cross, a bitter cup, he knew that he had a beautiful inheritance, and that one day his cup would overflow.
有一位学者就第五节和第六节中的基督这样说，虽然面对十字架，面对苦悲，他知道他有美好的产业，并且有一天他的福杯要满溢。
Jesus willingly died and went to the grave.
耶稣基督甘心情愿地走向坟墓和死亡。
And he was confident that God would not abandon his soul to Sheol.
他坚信神不会把他的灵魂丢弃在阴间。
Or let his holy one see corruption.
或者让他的圣者见朽坏。
So God's care for Jesus extended even beyond this life into the grave.
所以神对耶稣基督的护理和关爱是延展，直至超出今生，跨越坟墓。
And the resurrection demonstrates for us that Jesus' trust in God was not a vain trust.
所以耶稣基督复活的事实证明，耶稣的信心不是突然的信心。
On Sunday, Jesus was raised from the dead.
在复活主日，耶稣从死里复活。
And then he appeared to 500 eyewitnesses.
然后他向500多目击者显现。
And this proves the historic fact of Christ's resurrection.
印证了他死而复活的历史事实。
Then he spent 40 days with his disciples preparing them to be sent out as his witnesses.
然后他和他的门徒们共度了40天，预备他们，派他们出去为他做见证。
And then Christ ascended into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of the Father where he enjoys pleasures forevermore.
然后他升天。现在坐在父神的右边，有了永远，在永远的福乐中。
But this psalm isn't just good news for Jesus; it's also good news for the church, Christ's body.
这首诗篇对于耶稣来说，它不仅仅对耶稣来说是一个好消息，对耶稣基督的身体、教会来说也是一个好消息。
And so let's return now to verses 3 and 4.
那么我们现在回到。第三节和第四节。
So in light of Jesus' fulfillment of this psalm, we see that verses 3 and 4 are Christ's words to us.
鉴于耶稣应验了这首诗篇，我们就可以把这两节经文呢，当成耶稣说的话。
He says, As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips.
所以耶稣说，论到世上的圣名，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇上也不提别神的名号。
So what does that last phrase mean? What does it mean for Jesus to take someone's name on his lips?
那么这个最后一句话是什么意思？耶稣说他的嘴唇不停他们的名号是什么意思呢？
Well, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and he is our great high priest, and he is interceding on our behalf.
耶稣基督在神的右边做他百姓的大祭司，为我们代求。
He is our advocate in the presence of the Father, and he takes our names on his lips as he intercedes for us as our great high priest.
他是我们在天父面前的中保，他把我们的名字放在他的嘴唇上，并为我们代求。
So Hebrews 9:24 says that Jesus has appeared in the presence of God on our behalf.
所以希伯来书九章二十四节说，基督如今为我们显在神的面前。
And Romans 8:34 says, Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
罗马书第八章三十四节说，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
So the purpose of Christ's ascension, which is prophesied in Psalm 16:11, is so that he can intercede for us.
所以呢，正如诗篇16篇11节的预言，耶稣基督升天在神的右边的目的是为他的圣徒代求。
So that's what these two New Testament passages teach us.
这就是这两节新约经文要告诉我们的。
He takes our names onto his lips.
他把我们的名号放在他的嘴上。
But the names of those who run after other gods, their names are never taken up on Christ's lips.
但耶稣基督的嘴唇上没有那些以别神代替耶和华名号，代替耶和华的人的名号。
And there is no offering of blood for those who do not trust in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins.
那些不相信耶稣基督能赦免他们罪过的人，他们所浇奠的血毫无功效。
The sacrifice of Christ's blood is not for those who put their trust in created things.
耶稣宝血的献祭不是为那些信赖战车、马匹和任何受造之物的人的所献的。
But we who trust in the name of the Lord our God have all of our sins cleansed by the blood and spirit of Jesus Christ.
但我们这些信靠耶和华名的人，我们一切的罪孽都蒙耶稣的宝血和圣灵所洗净。
So this is what verses 3 and 4 are about.
所以呢，这是第三节和第四节的终极的结果。
The saints described in verse 3 are those who have placed their faith in God.
所以第三节里面，圣徒是那些把信心放在神身上的人，他们有基督做他们的中保。
And the saints have Christ as their mediator.
所以他们有基督做他们的中保。
Therefore, nothing can prevent those who trust in Christ, you here today, from receiving the eternal delight of verse 11.
所以呢，第十一节中没有任何人和事物可以阻止他们领受永远的福乐。
But the idolaters of verse 4, they have placed their trust in idols, idols who are false gods.
但是在第四节的拜偶像的人当中呢，他们的信心是放在偶像和假神身上的。
They are the ones to whom Jesus says, Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
他们是那些耶稣对他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So brothers and sisters, trust in Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要相信耶稣基督。
Turn to him in prayer.
我们要在祷告中转向他。
Seek from him the help that you need in this life and the deliverance from your sins in the life to come.
我们在此生有需要的时候，我们要向他祈求帮助。耶稣基督完美的中保，那些相信他的人必和他一起复活。
Jesus is a perfect mediator.
他是完美的中保。
Those who trust in him will be joined with him in his resurrection.
那些相信他的人要和他一起。
Our Lord has defeated the grave.
我们的主已经战胜了死亡。
And so we don't need to fear the effects of death.
所以我们不必再为死亡的威胁而担心害怕。
Heidelberg Catechism 42 says our death is not a dying to sins, is not a payment for sins, but a dying to sins and an entering into eternal life.
正如海德堡要理问答第四十二问说的那样，我们的死不是补偿我们的罪。而是向罪而死，进入永生。
Jesus saw no corruption, and as his redeemed people, we can be confident in God's care.
耶稣没有看见朽坏，而作为蒙他救赎的百姓，我们可以对神的关爱充满信心。
God will not abandon our souls to the grave.
神不会把我们丢弃在坟墓里。
David had confidence in this before he knew how God would fulfill this prophecy.
大卫在他明白神如何应验这个预言之前，他就已经对此充满信心。
But as New Testament believers, we get to see how God has fulfilled this prophecy in Christ, and so we can be even more confident.
作为新约的信徒，我们有幸了解神如何在耶稣基督里应验了这个预言，从而让我们更加坚定地相信。
We can join David in confidently praising God with the words of Psalm 16.
那让我们一起和大卫一样，借着诗篇十六篇的话赞美，充满信心的赞美神。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，又不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。
Our merciful God,
我们充满恩典的天父，
who is pleased to condescend to speak to us through your word,
主啊，你愿意通过你的话语降杯来到我们中间。
Grant us all grace that we may not be mere hearers of your word,
主啊，靠着你的恩典，求你坚固我们，让我们不单单是你话语的听众，
but doers also,
但我们也是把你的话语能够行出来。
Give us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may believe,
借着你的恩典我们可以相信
what has been proclaimed to us,
这一切向我们宣告的福音。
May we bring glory,
让我们把荣耀
and honor to your name in all that we do,
把这一切的荣耀归于你。
As you conform us to the image of your Son,
求你让我们活得更像你的儿子耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ, our Lord,
我们的主耶稣基督。
All of this, gracious Father,
所有这一切我们的天父。
We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.